From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, December 23rd. Department of Environmental Protection says it won't enforce a statewide ban on single-use plastic carry-out bags and polystyrene foam takeout containers until July of next year. Fred Bever reports that's drawing some fire from environmentalists.
The bans were supposed to start in January, but the DEP says the pandemic has boosted demand for single-use bags and styrofoam boxes, and supply chain problems are making it harder to find alternatives. Brian Bineski supervises recycling programs for the DEP. He says compliance concerns have been raised by supermarkets, restaurants, retailers.
And the schools who are sending more food home. So it's one of these things that just COVID-19 is kind of impacting every aspect. And so rather than try and take a piecemeal approach, it seemed the best approach would be to just say July 1, this is when we're giving everybody a chance to get their ducks in a row, so to speak.
Bineski says the DEP wants to avoid making it more difficult for businesses to deploy their hygiene protocols, but the state's largest environmental group, the Natural Resources Council of Maine, is pushing back on the enforcement delay. Sarah Nichols directs the NRCM's sustainability programs.
If particular stores really were having supply chain issues and they provided documentation to DEP, that's perfectly reasonable for DEP not to enforce the ban. But just to provide a blanket waiver for everybody until July 1 doesn't really make any sense.
Nichols says the new state law superseded local bans on single-use plastic bags in some 24 Maine municipalities, many around Greater Portland. So even those local decisions will effectively be moot until the state decides to start enforcing the statewide rules. The DEP and NRCM both agree, though, that one result of postponing the bans will be more plastics ending up in landfills and incinerators. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Among those who are firsthand witnesses to the surge of COVID-19 in Maine are primary care doctors. They're the boots on the ground working to dispel myths about the pandemic and encourage people to take precautions. And as Patty White reports, after seeing an increase in cases from Thanksgiving gatherings, they're worried about what may happen during the Christmas holiday.
Primary care isn't just about medicine. It's about relationships. And Dr. Scott Schiff Slater of Halliwell Family Practice works to foster those relationships in every visit.
I ask people, how are you doing with the pandemic? What did you do over Thanksgiving? Are you staying within your bubble?
The answers to these questions help him get to know his patients better. They also provide a window into people's personal habits, which can have health consequences, especially during a pandemic.
I think people are so tired of the pandemic that they're expanding their bubble more and more and more than we should.
Schiff Slater says he spends a fair amount of time encouraging patients to limit the number of people with whom they interact. But patients often admit that they're still getting together with people, even though they know they shouldn't.
We've had so many examples where people are really stretching it and getting into trouble with the virus. And I'm very worried about what's going to happen over Christmas.
Consider the Thanksgiving holiday as an example. The head of the Maine CDC said last week that the state is squarely seeing the effects of Thanksgiving gatherings reflected in the recent acceleration of cases. Dr. Chris Meserve of Midcoast Medical Group in Topsom says he's had patients who are typically careful about their health test positive.
And each of them explained to me how it happened over Thanksgiving because of a contact that they weren't so crazy about, but we decided to do it anyway and get together and have a meal. And sure enough, in each case, they said that members of the other party are now sick and now I'm sick.
In some ways, these decisions are not surprising, says Dr. Amy Madden. She practices in Belgrade as the medical director of HealthReach Community Health Centers. Madden says people tend to let their guard down when it comes to friends and family.
I would say the biggest misconception, and I think this is very human, is that we tend to not see the people who are closest to us as a potential person that could, you know, carry the virus.
Even though, Madden says, those are the very people through which we're most likely to come into contact with the virus. When that does happen, one good thing that can come out of the situation is that it can serve as a learning tool, says Dr. David Preston. He's the medical director of Thayer Internal Medicine in Waterville.
People respond more to personal stories than they do to sort of the voice of authority.
And one of the misconceptions Preston says he works to expose is that it's only older people who get sick and die from COVID-19.
I tell them the story of a patient of mine last month who had a nephew. He was 40 years old. He lived in Tennessee, was a fellow who thought everything was a hoax, that it was all a ruse by the liberals to take away our freedom, would go around without a mask and into bars and so forth. And he unfortunately died of COVID. Got sick one day, and in 3 days he was dead. And so I just relate that story, and I say it's real, it's here.
People who are skeptical about the reality of the virus present the biggest conundrum for Dr. Amy Madden. Her approach is to plant seeds in the hopes that a different view will grow.
You know, I'll usually ask people, like, so what is it about wearing a mask that's difficult for you? You know, what, in a non-judgmental way, just trying to kind of get at what that is for them personally, and not what they read on the internet, not what they're hearing from whatever social media, but like, what is it for you personally? And what would it take for you to change that?
Dr. Megan Mamula, medical director of Brewer Medical Center, says she finds that most of her patients at this point are resigned to wearing masks. Her biggest concern is small gatherings.
Particularly in our geriatric population, they're really sad and really lonely right now and willing to take a risk.
People seem to feel, she says, that if they just get together with a few people, it's safe. But they fail to think about who those other people are coming into contact with.
You know, in Maine, we did really well and we made it look easy, unfortunately. And now we're in a mess and it's not easy. And I can't get a sense of who is seeing that and understanding that and who's not.
As 2020 draws to a close, there's hope that 2021 will be better. But we still have a long haul through the pandemic, and primary care doctors are asking the public to buckle down to prevent the situation from getting worse. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
In the weather tonight, mostly cloudy with a few flurries up north, lows 12 degrees to 28 north to south. Tomorrow, overcast with highs up to 39 in the north, upper 40s along the northeast coast. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Robbie Feinberg.